Diane in Dubois, Iowa, on EWTN Sirius Radio 130. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Hey. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
What's on your mind, Diane? Well, how can Jim help you?
My concern is, what is the Catholic teachings of sexual activity or sexual intercourse beyond the point when procreation is no longer, we're beyond that age.
Oh, mm-hmm. So Diane, so sexual activity within marriage after the fertility years, or do you mean activity of any kind outside of marriage? You're talking about after the childbearing years, right?
Right.
Oh, great question.
Yeah, and this is an important question that many people struggle with sometimes because I don't think they really completely understand it. The church teaches that every act of intercourse must be ordered toward procreation. And that throws some people because they think, well, what if I'm at a point where I no longer can procreate? How can we accomplish that? Does that mean intercourse is no longer a possibility? And no, it does not mean that. In fact, infertility itself doesn't, while it is a disorder, maybe at a younger age, it's not a disorder at an older age. It is part of the way God made woman, and that once there is infertility, that's not an obstacle of itself, as long as the act itself remains ordered toward procreation. And ordered toward procreation means that the act is the same as it would be if you were not infertile. To introduce something that would frustrate that would become a barrier between the husband and wife, or that would include, say, sexual gratification apart from intercourse itself, then those things remain immoral, even within marriage. But as long as the couple continue to have relations that are ordered toward procreation, that they are the same moral act they were doing before, even though that act is now infertile, then that continues to be a moral action between a husband and a wife.
So that will be different from the couple deliberately impeding that act of intercourse from achieving its end.
That is completely
just
different.
Because they're infertile couples who are past the age aren't doing anything contraceptive.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
But those who introduce contraception into the picture, they are frustrating that act. They're frustrating the order of the act. It's no longer ordered toward procreation.
Mm-hmm.
Infertility, natural infertility, for example, as Diane's talking about, isn't an obstacle to that.
Diane, has that shed some light on your question?
That answers it very clearly.
All right. Happy customer. Yay.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.